subarcsecond view on the high redshift blazar GB1508+5714 by the International LOFAR Telescope, by ACAPS et al. Studies of the most distant AGNs allow us to test our current understanding of the physics present in radio-jetted AGNs across a range of environments. The decrease in apparent luminosity with distance is the primary difficulty to overcome in the study of these distant AGNs, which requires highly sensitive instruments. Our goal is to employ new long-wavelength radio data to better parameterize the broadband SED of GB1508+5714, a high redshift, Z equals 4.30, AGN. Its high redshift, high intrinsic luminosity, and classification as a blazar allow us to test emission models that consider the efficient cooling of jet electrons via inverse Compton losses in interactions with the dense CMB photon field at high redshifts. A significant detection of this effect in GB1508+5714 may partly explain the apparent sparsity of high redshift radio galaxies in wide-field surveys. Detections of this kind are only becoming possible with the current generation of SCA precursors. We used International LOFAR Telescope to image the long-wavelength radio emission around the high redshift blazar GB1508+5714 on arcsecond scales at frequencies between 128 MHz and 160 MHz. This allowed us to compare the spatially resolved structure with higher frequency observations, and to construct spectral index maps. The LOFAR image shows a compact unresolved core and two resolved emission regions around two arcsec to the east and to the west of the radio core. We find structure consistent with previous VLA observations, as well as a previously unreported emission region to the east. We interpret the arcsecond scale radio structure of GB1508+5714 as a FRE-like radio galaxy at a small viewing angle. Our SED modeling shows that a scenario featuring significant quenching effects caused by interaction with the CMB provides a good description of the data, and notably explains the suppressed radio emission. This was subarcsecond view on the high redshift blazar GB1508+5714 by the International LOFAR Telescope, by ACAPS et al.